Thank you for the floor. Government of Georgia persistently and inexorably pursues a reconciliation and engagement policy towards its indivisible regions, Abkhazia region and Tsikhin Valley region occupied by Russia, and aiming at building trust between the alienated and artificially divided society before the full-fledged deoccupation and restoration and territorial integrity of Georgia, as well as aims at taking care of the population living in the occupied territories who undergo severe human rights violations and security conditions on the ground. Georgia has demonstrated maximum flexibility, pragmatic approach and strategic patience, among other things, by introducing a number of unique, unprecedented and status-neutral instruments within its engagements through cooperation strategy and step to a better future peace initiative. The efforts government of Georgia within the peace initiative channels to provide quality health services at no cost of to those living in the occupied territories, which has significantly contributed towards safeguarding the rights to health of children and families residing in the occupied territories. The state referral healthcare program has been providing free quality medical services to the residents of occupied regions in medical institutions located on the territory controlled by the central government of Georgia. 5,497 residents of occupied regions benefited from the state referral program in 2020-2024, and mentioned above, among of those, about 1,000 were children. Relevant legal changes were also introduced in 2023 that enabled the residents of the occupied regions to benefit from free treatment within all state healthcare program beyond the state referral healthcare program, merely with a simplified online registration and status-neutral personnel number introduced within the peace initiative. Furthermore, the government continued to support medical facilities operating in the occupied Abkhazia region to provide essential medical equipment, various immunization and flu vaccines and pharmaceutical for diabetes, tuberculosis, HIV, AIDS, amounting to approximately 7 million Georgian laris for 2020-2024 through a status-neutral liaison mechanism. In 2023, the total amount spent by the Georgian government on a healthcare dimension exceeds 7 million Georgian laris, while this number exceeds 30 million Georgian laris for 2020-2024. Within the state program of primary emergency healthcare, 18 medical facilities located in the occupied territory of Georgia and near the occupation line receive special funding to ensure access to medical services. Furthermore, near the dividing lines of the occupied territories, random mobiles and ambulances with relevant equipment and personnel are located to provide the transportation of the patients from the occupied territories to the Georgian controlled territory. Let me highlight the situation related to COVID, which government of Georgia was very proactively safeguarding channeling efforts. Channeling its resources to support the people living on the occupied territories through supporting medical equipment, medicines, and hygiene products from both from Georgian government authorities and international organizations. The value exceeded 2 million Georgian laris. Additionally, COVID positive patients were transported to the Georgian controlled territories despite the movement restrictions imposed during this period. Let me draw your attention to the education field, which is of utmost importance